What's he do?
Your impression of Steve.
He's rocking back and forth. That's so accurate. Even the facial expression is so accurate.
I caught that on the podcast.
Did you really?
I did.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
I haven't slept.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I slept a little bit last night.
Yeah, last night.
Let me put my headphones
on. I'm gonna beat Spencer to this. Welcome to We Stayed Late.
Oh shit!
I'm Starlene Hodge.
Oh fuck! I'm Spencer Stark.
I don't even have my headphones on. My headphones are wrapped.
Look, that was within 40 seconds.
I feel like this needs to be the competition now. Like, who's gonna say it first? Because I think that's the only way we're actually gonna say it within like the first minute.
Well, that's not fair. Spencer pushes the record button.
It's true. I do.
Yeah, but we know as soon as you kind of put the headset on.
Yeah.
Or maybe before the headset on.
I'm still trying to put my headset on.
Do you want to talk about what the podcast is, or do you just want to let people listen?
No, you can still do that part.
I'm not very good at that because we don't really know what the podcast is. So
at this point, it's a bunch of coworkers who hang out after work and we talk about whatever random stuff, and we have a Slack group. Of people that like us and ask us questions, and we answer them. It was originally supposed to be answering questions about like industry stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But now we talk about Harry Potter and random shit. So
and Jamaica.
Yeah. So if you enjoy all of that, I hope you enjoy listening to us. We try to be entertaining.
Okay, I have my headphones on. I'm ready to do this. It finally took that time. Oh, it feels so good to hear my voice.
Little slack babies.
Little slack babies, welcome.
Who's
little fetuses,
that sound?
You're born and you're now a baby.
Yourself.
Oh, the voice you're hearing is owned by a person named Luis Gonzalez. That's me. Hello? Oh, there we go. Now it sounds more full. You have to have three claps to make it sound full.
That's the engineering lesson.
Yeah.
For the show.
Three claps.
Three claps.
So we just got back from New York. I just got back to New York again.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Luis and Spencer got back from New York.
That's
true. Was left behind.
I love New York, guys.
I know, you do love New York.
The first moment I walked in, I felt the air. The buildings are beautiful. It's raw. The people are real. You know, they're characters. They're not fake characters. They're genuine people characters, okay? Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I mean, it was a little humid when we were there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the weather isn't as great as LA, but
the people are so fucking like raw. Like they're
there's
just
something
don't give a
about
fuck.
It.
Yeah.
And it's
really
beautiful,
great.
But it's ugly. Like it's filled with garbage, but it's beautiful, but it's real. Like that's life, you know? And there's something about it that's full of energy.
We just got back,
back.
Yesterday. And we left on Thursday?
You left on Wednesday.
We left on Thursday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I slept literally for 48 hours.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm dead. I'm sorry. I'm doing a podcast now.
Yeah, it's been rough. I mean, because we can't really talk about exactly what it is, but I can give you an overview of, like,
it has to do with sharks.
It does have to do with sharks, which is exciting. But basically, we flew out on Thursday morning. And then because of the 3-hour time change, we didn't get there we want to tell this story?
How I didn't make it to my flight?
Yeah.
The first time I never made
it to your flight?
No.
Okay, so this is a... So what? You don't know this. Okay, so...
Yeah,
so,
I don't know anything. You
okay,
guys left and I haven't asked you how it was because I was waiting for this.
So we had a crazy trip. So we had to, I had to be at the airport at like 7 o'clock, I think, or something like that. Something like that. And so our flight out was at 8:45. And so I get there and then Luis is like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it to this flight.
Mm-hmm. I've never missed a flight in my life.
And so
ever.
And so then I'm like, okay, it's fine. We'll figure it out. Like everything will be fine.
Why were you delayed?
Traffic.
Really?
Yeah.
Traffic was so bad. Well, it took,
I woke up at like 4 a.m.
Oh,
I was
no.
going
to get ready.
I was supposed to get there like an hour before I got there.
Oh my God!
And so,
and I never like flying out of LAX. I'm a Burbank boy, and I like to fly
out
of that airport.
I'm a Burbank boy too. Yeah, it's
so
much
better.
But anyway, we flew out that morning. We didn't because of the time change. I didn't get in until like, I didn't get back to the hotel until like 7 or 8. Oh, that's or nice. Like that.
7 o'clock? Wow. I'd love to be there and at then, 7. I got there at 1 a.m. in the morning of the next day.
Okay. He's literally traveling for like 24 hours.
I don't mind flying at all. I actually really like it. We had this discussion on Slack. I like flying.
And I like flying too, yeah.
I missed the flight, so my flight was supposed to be at 8, and then I got pushed to 1 at 11, but there wasn't enough room, and I had to have my bag in the upper, what was it, the upper compartment?
Yeah, you couldn't have it under.
I couldn't have it under, because sometimes when it gets full, you have to check it in. I couldn't do that because I was carrying
equipment.
I had equipment. I had a TV monitor, a computer monitor, and a teleprompter with glass.
Yeah.
So I had to wait another hour for the next flight. And then that flight got delayed another hour because of traffic at New York. And then when I got there, in the plane, we had to wait longer. And then when I got to New York, I saw Natalie Portman.
That's true. You did. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No,
so that made it kind of worth it.
It made it kind of cool. It was kind of worth seeing her. She was with her mom and two kids. And I never like to wait next to where the bags drop. I always wait kind of like near the end where there's no people so I can just grab the bag and roll out.
Yeah.
And
like an Autobot.
Yeah. And so exactly. And then, and so since I was in like the no man's land,
yeah.
So was Natalie Portman.
Yeah,
she
of course.
Didn't want to see anybody.
Yeah.
And she's great. I love her.
Did you talk to her?
No.
You were like, oh, she's right there.
I kind of saw her at a glance twice, three times, and that's it. I didn't want to keep looking over there. I didn't want to make it awkward.
Everyone notices that. Like, she noticed that you were probably like, oh, okay, you recognize
me. But then I kept it cool. I was like, I don't give a fuck who you are. You know what I mean?
Except you looked three times.
But no, but I spanned it out in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
I walked in with my thing, and I did one of those like quick little, and that was it. And I was like, is that Natalie Portman? I'm going to wait a couple minutes.
It's a really good description for the podcast.
It's the tiniest little head nod.
Yeah, it's a little head nod. As if I'm looking around, like, and that's what I do. I'll look to my left, and then, oh, what's that? And then I'll look to my right, oh, what's that? So it's like all my attention isn't going to you. Anyway, she looks great. You know, sometimes you see, well, you may not know, but in LA, sometimes you see sometimes you see celebrities, and they're like, man, they look really different. No, she looks really normal and cool, and I love her.
It's always really cool when you see people that when you see people that you know from like movies that just look cool and like normal people. Mm-hmm. Like I was driving down the street in Los Feliz, which is where I live, and there's a lot of people who live in the Franklin Hills, which is right there.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving down the road, and then I saw this dad and his son. The dad was on like this scooter kind of thing. It was like a scooter bike kind of thing.
Was it Christopher Walken?
No, it would have been cool though. And then there was a kid that was next to him on his bike. And the dad was like scootering next to the kid. I pulled alongside him, and it was Jack Black.
Jack Black?
And I was like, this is so fucking cool.
I love Jack Black.
And he was like so excited that his kid was riding a bike. And like, he was just like so happy. And it just was cool to see Jack Black like honestly happy.
Yeah.
Like he was so happy. He was looking at his kid and there was so much love in his eyes. And I was like, this is the best. And he didn't know I was looking at him because my windows were up and tinted. And, like, so he had no idea that I saw him. But, like, it was just cool. And then I also saw, I think we had this talk, too, that I saw George Clooney standing on the sidewalk in Los Feliz.
Amazing.
And he was fucking cool. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that one.
Height is always a thing. Well, how tall was he?
I mean, we were driving, so it was hard to kind of tell. But he had his wife.
It was a drive-by celebrity lookout.
Yeah, okay. He had his wife next to him too, and so I know what she looks like. I don't remember her name, but I know what she looks like. And so I was like, "Is that him?" But it was like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was clearly them because it was both of them, and I was like, "Okay, the chances that those two people look identical to those two people."
I can't believe
and
you saw
he was
Batman.
Dressed.
I saw.
He
I
was
saw.
Dressed so good. He was dressed like a fucking boss. Like he just, his suit was so nice, and like I was so jealous. I was like, I want a fucking suit that fits like that.
I saw Turk from Scrubs.
No way.
At Pets.
Oh really?
Petco.
So I got.
He was buying dog food, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
I got to work with Donald. on a film. My freshman
You worked
year.
With Donnie?
Donnie.
Okay.
Donnie Faison from Scrubs.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
The coolest white bean.
Yeah, clueless. Yeah. In my first year of college, I applied to do the Sprite Refreshing Filmmaker Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Where we had to like submit the shit that you had done, and like it was basically my teacher, my professor in college was like, if you submit to this, I'll give you a little bit of extra credit or whatever.
Oh.
And so I just submitted to it,
mm-hmm.
and I got chosen.
You got chosen. I got,
like, one of 12 people chosen to go.
You have all this backstory. It's ridiculous.
So you can see pictures. There's pictures of me online with Don Faison, which is cool. And he came out and as proof, because I didn't want there to ever be any
question
as to whether or not I got to see Don Faison. He was the coolest. He was so nice.
He just seemed cool. Yeah, I just saw him picking up dog food and put it over his shoulder.
He
like,
was super
like a big
cool.
bag, like yeah. a big bag. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, he's really cool. And so we get to shoot a film with him and a short film with him. And it was not that great. And and then we ended up like winning the Sprite Refreshing Filmmaker Challenge because they had it in every major city, basically. They chose
You won
to
and
do
it wasn't
it.
That great.
And we won and it wasn't that great. And I was like, I can't even imagine what those student. Other films look like if yeah. this one won. But then they took us to they did a VIP thing at Universal Studios with us and we got to like stay at the W
That's
Hotel
cool.
I think
nice.
It is. Which is like right where I live now, which is so weird because like at the time I was like I'm in because I was in Orange County for college, so mm-hmm. I was I'm in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, and now I literally live down the street. Now I'm like, oh, it's fucking Hollywood. God damn it. but yeah, it was cool. So that
But
was...
back to New York.
Oh yeah.
New York. You know, Alicia Keys. Shout out to Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. They need some help.
Alicia Keys.
They need some money.
We shot in the studio that Alicia Keys sang in.
We did. Yeah. I think they know where we were. Can we say where we were?
Yeah, we can say where we were.
I mean, you posted that video.
I did post a video. We were at Now This, everybody. We went to their offices.
So they were nice enough to let us come and shoot the project we were working on in their studio, which
is
really fucking cool.
In their
studio
that doesn't seem to be
in
bum, bum, bum. Right now.
What'd you say?
They're a studio that doesn't seem to be in use right now.
Oh, yeah. No, it is in use. They were using it a whole bunch.
Yeah.
They actually had an interview with, when we were there on Friday, they had an interview with Cory Booker. I don't know if you know who Cory Booker is.
Yeah.
And they also had Ben Stiller in. They actually have a really cool operation going in there. It's actually really cool, and their studio's really nice.
Yeah, so. They have this light setup that's run with an iPad, and they have all these lights already done, and you can change the color temperature, you can change the luminance, you can change the hue, you can change the gradient, you can do whatever you want, and you can set these, like, almost like lighting for theater.
Cues?
You can set these light cues, and they can have a certain duration, and you can just switch them as they go, so that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. The setup is pretty cool. All
right, I take it
I would have preferred a little bit more hard lighting. That's why we brought our Ari kit. So a little bit background tech talk.
Yeah, a little bit background tech talk.
We had to carry. Okay, this is another thing. I had to carry an Ari light box, and I had to pay
If you don't know what that is, it's a huge fucking.
It's like 3 feet.
Gray box. Yeah, it was like 4 feet.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean it's bigger than that one right there.
Yeah, it's bigger than that one.
So sorry, we're pointing at the box in the studio.
You're pointing at a giant box that like
for the listeners at home.
like for if you're the average sized person, just. Raise your arms like you're trying
your
to express how much you like somebody.
If you're in a bus listening to this podcast, just rip your or you put
your
arms
like,
wide
I
open.
I like somebody this much and just go as far as you can. That's how big the box is.
Yeah, it was really big. And Luis,
I had the responsibility and the pleasure, mind you, to put it in my car and carry this like 90-pound thing all around. And they're like, "Oh, sir, this is way too big."
At the airport when you were
while I'm already
in.
Late
yeah.
I'm already late and I'm trying to get in and she's like you're not gonna make it also you need to give us $400 for this which we'll get money back but it's also like now I have like $75 in my account so we brought those are good because it's kind of like they're very hot which people don't like but they kind of give a more focused hard lighting.
Yeah,
which
so
is
if you're
nice.
Like if you're like trying to backlight somebody or give somebody a hair light or
you need that crispness.
You need the crisp. Yeah, because if you
sometimes
use something
it's too soft.
Yeah, if you use something like a softbox, which is what they have a bunch of softboxes which are cool for like when you're doing just a white background and you don't need much, but like when you're trying to actually do cuz we're trying to do moody kind of lighting. Mm-hmm. And so when you're doing that, you need light that you can focus. And softbox is the opposite of that. They basically
They just spread
light everywhere. And then also the studio was completely white, and so there was light that was bouncing around, you know.
Because we did a test run in our studio, and there was so much spill of light, and I didn't realize it because this studio is black.
Yeah, the walls are black.
And they're going to do some construction in it because you can still hear sound, so they're going to add another second wall. They're going to add a wall, and hopefully that wall is dark too.
Yeah, well, I think that we can have that painted, or actually, they're going to put this on it. is what they're going to do.
I thought they were going to move all the foam off.
They're going to move this into onto the wall.
Yeah.
Which, that brings us to another thing that we should quickly talk about.
This is a dumb design thing, just to interrupt you real quick. So that space in between the wall and the glass, because our office is like Westworld and every office is just all glass. What's going to go in that in between?
They're going to leave this here. This black. They're going to leave this here.
Oh, so it's going to be doubled up on the black.
Double the black.
Oh, I thought they was going to have that space where it was like, oh, we could put in like mannequins or something. Or like posters.
Mannequins.
Because I thought there would be like this gap of
like
space.
Like a gap between it.
Oh, yeah. But it won't be that much. It'll be like six inches, four inches.
Yeah, maybe, if even that. I think they said they're just going to leave this so that you don't actually see through the, So, but yeah, we're gonna speaking of that, our studio is gonna be out of commission for a couple of weeks.
It sucks.
Because we're just getting everything in here and just getting everything ready.
And I finally wanted to film something. I finally wanted to do something. Aww. I know.
So the next few episodes may sound a little bit different.
We don't know what we're gonna do.
We don't know where we're gonna go yet. So we're trying to figure that out right now. But if the next few episodes sound a little different, that'll be why. Because we'll be in a new space.
In a new space. I love getting real close to the mic.
We're still on episode 2 podcast, like, humor, where it's
discussion.
Like, just get real close to
the mic. Real close. Hello, I'm in your earbud.
I don't like putting my face close to the mic.
You don't like it?
No, because then spit gets on it, and then it starts to smell.
Yeah, that's why
Luis likes it.
I know, so don't you dare get on my spit screen. Is that what is this called?
A windscreen?
Pop filter?
Yeah. This is the wind.
I was like, you're about to pop. You're about to make the sound.
But yeah, Luis finally made it to New York.
I made it to New York. I had some delicious pizza. God damn. Oh, and they say that pizza's good in New York. I'm telling you, it is so goddamn good.
It's so good.
In fact, I had to eat something else. I was eating too much pizza.
I hate pizza almost every meal.
I hate you both, and it's not fair that designers don't get to go on trips.
I know, I'm sorry.
Because I could do all my work from the laptop. I get it.
You chose the job that puts you...
But bring me.
I want to go back.
Well, we're gonna try and go for the con if we can. If we can,
I haven't gotten a response back yet.
You
so
should
I
email
don't know
and
if that's
follow
gonna up, happen.
We should do that. We want to try and come to New York Comic Con because that'd be really fun.
I want to go on company money.
I know.
I want to go not on all of my.
That's
dime.
The cool thing is that like they is that we basically traveled. We got to travel to New York and we got to shoot. An awesome
and you got
thing,
paid
and we
to
got
do
paid
it.
To do it, and it's really fucking cool. Like, I was so stoked. I'm still stoked. Like, it was such a cool experience to
Why
be able
do
to do that.
Why do you think I keep pitching travel things?
That's true.
Every time I have an opportunity to talk to anybody who has the possibility to make a show, I'm like, travel? Travel show should be a something
the
like
thing is,
around
yeah.
the world, and let me, I don't say let me go, but I think it's implied.
It's always hard because I feel like, you know, traveling takes money. Great ideas take money. Originality takes money. But you just put a little taste test video out, you know, in your living room, and you get the same amount of views, and no one's going to put the money in. You know, it's just like, I'm going to eat this burger.
Yep. And you get the same amount of views if you go to Thailand.
Yeah. So then
people want to see me eat a burger in Thailand. I think they would.
But they're
going
to be like, okay, I have to pay $1,000.
Not even me. I will be behind the camera. I will do something else. I don't need to be the face of anything. I just want to get on the plane and be a part of it.
So I'll tell you what, though. It was fun to go, but it was exhausting.
It was.
So, like, I can't even imagine. We went for... Okay, so we flew out Thursday. We returned yesterday morning. We had to leave the hotel at, like, 5 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning.
I just didn't sleep. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I got there, and I had to sync all the footage.
Yeah, and Luis is a godsend and spent all of his time after we got off set syncing all the footage for us so that we would have footage that we could work on.
I also ended up watching
a
couple Black Mirror episodes.
Yeah, and we watched some stuff on the plane, too. But, like, Luis was a fucking miracle worker and stayed up all night and sung stuff for us so that we could cut it because we had our first cuts due today. So
today, we had some cuts.
We had some cuts due today. So it was a crazy turnaround. But that's what happens.
But it's cool. I feel like hopefully this went well. We can have more projects coming up now.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about them here.
Yeah. And if we get to do more stuff like this, like this was fucking crazy and awesome.
As I'm sitting here like,
well, I mean, ideally, honestly though, like from my perspective and from like a logistical perspective, as long as the talent is here, like ideally we're shooting it here because, if we had to do that every week or something, if we had to do that like even every month, going and doing that, like, it's fun, but I'm so tired right now.
Yeah.
I'm, like, exhausted. And so...
It would be fine if we didn't have these deadlines coming up.
Yeah, that's true.
But
everything has to move so fast in this industry. It's like, shit just has to get turned around, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, I think there's pluses and minuses to it. It was an awesome experience, and I'm so, so happy that we got to go and do it. But if we were shooting more of stuff like this, like, I wouldn't complain if we were shooting it here. Because I think that then I'd be able to load it onto that computer, and I'd be able to just go to work and make it happen. And it's like, you know. Anyway, that's just in a long-term sense.
This is the grass is greener situation,
yeah,
where
uh-huh.
I'm just like, but I want to go on
start,
the plane.
But when you start traveling for work, it becomes less fun. Like, this was fun, but if we had to do this over
if
and
we
over
didn't
and
have to fly so early, I think it'd be fine. I love planes. I love being in a plane.
Yeah. It was pretty early. We did go pretty early. But
if you had an extra day, I think you guys would be like, oh, no, just do that all the time.
I don't know.
If you had an extra day to get there or an extra day to, like, stay.
We did have an extra day to get there, though. We got there. We left on Thursday. We had Friday.
Like a proper extra day. Like, yeah. At least, like, not
like
being there at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, a day to be like, we're here. We actually need to just readjust our sleep schedule.
Yeah.
And, like, settle in. I think you'd be more comfortable.
Yeah, I don't know. It was really fun. I had a really good time.
It was great.
Yeah, and New York was
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. What were you trying to play? Luis is trying to play something into the mic.
It doesn't matter anymore.
No, I wanted to know what it was.
You want to try to pull it out?
Yeah.
Hold on.
You should play.
Well, while you guys were gone, nothing happened here.
Oh, really?
I was in, like, the sales team was gone.
Wow, really?
Like, everybody, like, Suzanne was in and out, but she's always in and out of meetings, so she, like, pops in for, like, an hour and then goes off and like, does everything.
Yeah, conquers the world.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, okay, she's on a mission. And then I'm just, like, sitting around, like, I guess I'm gonna go now. Okay.
Yeah, and we want to get another guest, but we were so tired. Like,
oh
we
my
just
God.
Couldn't
I
get
was,
another guest.
I was, like, planning on trying to get another guest for this week, and then everything happened, and it was, and, yeah, we've been running around like madmen. Yeah, Luis is going to play something real quick. Oh, is it up? Is it up?
I want to die real bad.
There it is. that's the
classic
Steve line.
I've actually been generally trying not to say I feel like dying or I want to die when I mean I'm really tired. I'm trying to change that in my brain because I was just like, you know what? I don't think that's a good thing to put out into
the
world.
I know.
But it happens more often than not where I'm like, oh my God, just
die.
Kill me. Like, it's that feeling.
You know, it's funny.
Particularly in traffic when I'm driving, I'm like, no, that could actually happen. Let me just be like, I'm
you're
tired.
You're in a ton of metal hurtling down a road at 60 miles an hour. Maybe don't wish for death.
Yeah. So I'm trying to switch.
How fucking dangerous are cars? Can we just take a second?
Pretty crazy.
Just to talk about how fucking
we're just a bunch of animals in a thing just right. Like, imagine we're like little animals sitting in a car driving 60 miles an hour.
We're just hurtling across the land at 60 miles an hour.
We're just
70
we're just
miles
pack,
an hour.
We're just packets of meat in a metal box.
Some of us looking down at our phone while we're hurtling across the landscape at 70 miles an hour, surrounded by lots of other people in scraps of metal, also doing the same thing. And then not too far from the other side of the road where there are people going the opposite direction 60 miles an hour, which means that if you hit, that's 120... miles per hour of force.
You're dead.
Did you guys ever see,
God
I mean, this is like a, it was like a Tumblr thing where like, this is where I want a name for this. It's when it's like collective mini stories.
Oh yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
There's no name for it. It's like somebody comes up with a concept and then somebody reblogs something and they just start writing a thing and then more and more people just expand on it. And it doesn't really belong to anybody because it just becomes like this like little mini canon thing. And my favorite one that pops up every once in a while is how humans are one of the most terrifying species of creature in the universe.
Right.
Like if we encounter, because everyone's like, oh, aliens would be so weird. And they're like, no. They think aliens would be afraid of us because of all the batshit crazy things we do.
Yeah.
For example, being very delicate pieces of meat going into a death box driving really fast. Like, that's such a bizarre concept that like other species would be like, why would you, but you don't have exterior like protection.
You don't have
an
exoskeleton.
You don't have an like why would you do that? And the fact that like we tend to survive crashes more often than not, like how?
Yeah.
And we have bones growing out
of
like
our
mouths. Like things like weird shit. Humans are weird, man.
It's fucking,
we survive all sorts of weird temperatures.
Yeah, and like also we put ourselves, we just did, we put ourselves in cylinders of metal and then shoot those cylinders of metal across the sky to get somewhere else.
With fossil fuels?
Yeah, with the goo of dinosaurs.
With combustible?
Again, how fucking crazy that in order to power these things, we basically dig up dead dinosaurs that have been down in the ground for like millions of years or whatever, and we dig them up, and then we just suck all the goo out of their bodies, and then we process it and then burn it, and that's what we use for fuel.
We're literally
powered by dinosaurs.
I need to go real fast.
It's nuts. It's crazy.
Yeah, humans are weird.
What?
Man.
How? What? Who did that?
I don't know.
Somebody figured that out.
Who did it? Google it.
Somebody tell us. Somebody tweet me.
Somebody saw
and
that,
tell me
that
who
tar
did that.
Coming out from the ground was just like, oh, that's neat.
What if I burn that?
And then lightning hit it and was like, oh, it burns. Oh, it still keeps burning. It doesn't stop burning. Okay, we could use this.
We could use that. Don't mind all the toxic fumes coming out.
Yeah, that just makes you high. You feel good.
Yeah, back then they had no idea. They
yeah, they're
just
like,
oh,
this makes
high.
My head feel funny. It's kind of like that other thing when we let the liquid like rot for a little bit, and then like we drink that,
right.
And like we feel kind of loopy then too.
What we call alcohol.
Are we dying though? No. Okay, cool.
Or like the dens that they would go into and just sit there and meditate. Meditate? The opium dens?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is just...
opium.
Lots of opium. They're like, wow.
This podcast is sponsored by opium.
Sponsored by opium. Get some.
Get some.
Do some. No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, don't do opium.
If you're
going
to do something close to that, you should do kratom. You shouldn't do opium.
I don't know what that is.
I want to know what that is.
Kratom. It's technically still legal. It's in a lot of countries, they use it's a tea. It's a
tea.
Natural tea. And a lot of times people who have opium addictions use it to wean themselves off of it because it's not addictive, and it gives you it. Like, I've never taken like hard painkillers, mm-hmm. But I've tried kratom, and the people who gave it to me, they're like, oh, it's like being on a painkiller. I'm like, well, I don't know what that comparison is, but all it did was make me feel really relaxed.
Interesting.
Like, just like it just felt like.
Can I get this at Ralph's?
No, but you could order it online. And it's a
powder.
We'll
go to Ralph's and ask for it.
Yeah.
It's a powder. It tastes like dirt. It tastes real gross. Mm. Like, okay. It's just dirt.
Good for me. I like dirt.
And
Louise is a kid that would eat
and
dirt.
Yeah, but
kid.
I would recommend doing your research online for it. Obviously, don't just go and buy the whatever. But
should
my
I go to the dark web and buy
my it? My wizard? No, it's not on the dark web. It's on the plain old web.
But if I go to the
plain
dark
old web.
But a lot of people who suffer from like chronic pain, mm-hmm. and who don't want to be on hard medications because it's bad for them.
Yeah,
they take kratom for the chronic pain. Like my good friend Marina, like she has like Lyme disease and like a bunch of other conditions that like she's in constant pain, and she takes kratom. Like she does like tinctures. She makes it into like
oh, yeah,
oil.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
And it keeps her hands from shaking. Like it calms her down so she could actually function as a human being. And
yeah,
for a little while,
crazy.
The FDA was gonna ban it and turn it into like a Schedule I thing. Cause like, they're like, no, this is addictive. It's like an opium thing. And for the first time, because of people who were like chronic pain, they kept writing to the FDA and got them to halt putting it. Like,
that's
FDA
cool.
does not do that.
Yeah.
Like, damn. That's not a thing. But so many people wrote in, they're like, no, you don't understand. Like, this is keeping me off of heroin. It's keeping me off of opium. It's keeping me from doing
the dying.
Destructive things. And it's other people who are like, this is keeping me functioning as a person, and I'm not in pain all the time. So
that's crazy.
It's one of those things. So research it. It's one of those things where I forget the country it's from, which sucks because like I'm always like I think it's Thailand, but it's probably I don't know I don't remember.
Of course
but
it's Thailand.
But it's
probably
one of the
cool place.
It's one of the countries that have like really bad opium problems.
Oh okay yeah
and
yeah.
They
and
tried
so they,
to,
yeah.
and they tried and that's
that
where,
makes sense
yeah and they tried to ban it and their opium issue like just
skyrocketed.
It skyrocketed
yeah,
to
yeah,
the
yeah.
point where they're like, oh shit, we made a mistake, and they let it become legal again.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, one of those few things where like once it becomes illegal, it usually doesn't go back.
Right.
And this did go back
because
they're like, oh no, people are dying. This
because
is a problem,
they can't
and so
get it, yeah.
they let them go back because it doesn't it doesn't have as strong as of addictive properties
yeah,
and stuff.
Totally.
And I'll say I tried it and I was just like, oh, it was really mellow.
Yeah.
I watched a movie. I watched in What We Do in the Shadows.
That's a good movie to watch.
Good movie.
And it was like, it was just like, I'm like laying there, like not laying, sitting on a couch, just like, oh, this is real funny. Oh, okay, cool. And like, it was just the chillest thing. I was like, I enjoyed how that felt. I didn't feel like I lost my sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just, and it was like maybe for the length of the movie. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'm back to, I'm feeling fine.
Interesting.
It's weird how like, like we call drugs, drugs. And like, there, we think of drugs as being pharmaceutical drugs or mm-hmm. as being like things that are not like heroin and mm-hmm. those kinds of things. But like, all of them are the same thing. Like, not that they're the same thing, but like all of them are drugs. And it's just like, how, like, you shouldn't do heroin because that is a drug that does not do good things for you.
No.
But like, if you're on Vicodin and you get addicted to it, it can be really bad for you.
Oh, yeah. It can be worse.
And so it's like, you know, so it's like, but we,
like, I get more nervous. Like, I didn't hesitate when, like, because I saw my friend who was like in pain taking this thing, and she was like, "Do you want to try it?" And like, and I was just like, "You know what? Like, I trust you because like I see the effect of it."
Yeah.
And she, and like, of course, I read everything online. I'm like, "What is this?" And I was like, oh, "Okay, it doesn't seem like I didn't really read anything that was just like, oh my god, the worst." It was just like, oh, it's this mellow, calming, like,
yeah,
like relaxing thing. I was like, all right, I'm down to try that. It helped that it was like, legal. Like, I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's like, just, I'm not going to get in trouble.
It's just weird that we have this differentiation. Like, I think there's a connotation. Like, there's a, for me anyways, there's this, like, differentiation between, like, pharmaceutical drugs and, like, drugs that are on the market, at, drugs that are, like, you know, sold illegally and those kinds of things. But, like, really, the difference is that one is regulated and one is not, mm-hmm. and that, you know, obviously there are some things like heroin and meth and those kinds of things that should not be used because they'll fuck you up. Mm-hmm. Like, but, you know, the fact that we have, I mean, pharmaceutical drugs are not safe either.
No, they're highly addictive.
They're highly addictive, and they have really bad side effects.
They just have a better marketing campaign,
right,
and money behind it.
They have money and a marketing campaign. So anyway, it's really it's
that's
just
another
a fascinating
reason people wanted it, because like, they're not people who are in chronic pain. Apparently, like, the conspiracy, I don't know if it's a conspiracy, if it's real, but they were saying like the pharmaceuticals don't like that kratom exists because they're not taking the hard drugs,
right,
for their pain relief. They're taking this natural substance that's relatively cheap.
Right.
In
I mean,
comparison.
Same kind of thing with marijuana, right? Like, same idea.
Well,
where
now
it's
that,
like,
at least that's starting to change.
Yeah. I think it's really, I mean, it's changed. It's definitely changed here, but like.
Speaking of marijuana, I used to think, okay. So I was with, I told this story on Slack, but I was hanging out with Darren and Will and everyone, and they were like, "Hey, Luis, hit me up with a dab." First time I ever heard of the word in this context. So I was like, "Hit you up with a dab?
Did you just do that?
I don't have any weed with me. How can I hit a dab right now?" And
you
because
didn't do the hand thing?
No, because dabs are highly concentrated.
Weed tincture.
It's weed tincture, and you have, and it's like highly concentrated.
Wait, explain what tincture is.
Tincture, it's essence of the thing. So it's like oil.
Yeah.
Of.
But
whatever.
it's like a solid, whatever, like almost like a little, not a rock, but it's just like the solid thing, and you have to use a lot of heat. And it's just another form of smoking marijuana. And, you know, it's a thing that's existed for years before the actual dab dance. And so when he told me to do it, I was like, okay. And then I acted like I was smoking it, you know? Because that's what I thought what dabbing was. It's like, you dab is when you
smoke and
hit.
How did you avoid this trend? Dabbing's been a thing like for a year now.
A year. See, it came out right when it was happening. And I was still on the train of where, you know, you smoke a dab. You don't dance a dab.
Wait, so
how did this guy get away with stealing dab as a dance?
You just, I don't know.
Huh?
That's what happens.
You can't do that.
Well, it's just like Running Man.
No one's riding with me.
Well, it's not like Running Man is the dance that you do now as Running Man is not the original Running Man. It just switches up. The youngins change it.
I don't. Yeah, you're right.
See, I would have no idea either one because I don't.
Yeah.
You've never dabbed, Spencer?
You've never dabbed? I don't do any drugs, but I also am not up with the dance culture. So I would have been like, I don't know. Am I dabbing?
I'll dab, but I won't dab.
Am I dabbing my forehead with?
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna dab my forehead while taking a dab.
I don't know what that means.
Spencer, that was one of the whitest things I've ever
seen. It's just me.
He just dabbed his forehead. That's like he true. Had a napkin. Like oh, I was like, that's oh.
I am me. That's all I can be.
Guys, be you.
Just be you. If you don't know what dabbing is, that's okay, because I didn't for a very long time, and I'm okay.
It's okay.
I survived. But, I mean, you know.
Spencer's an innocent.
It's true, though. I am fairly innocent. I'm probably the most innocent here as far as that stuff is
concerned.
That
feels real weird because I usually get that rap.
Yeah. I usually get that rap, too.
Yeah.
To be honest. And then I kind of rebelled.
So we're all just a bunch of nerds. I had to rebel. And we're like in the group of nerds like, yeah, who's like the most like rebellious nerd.
I'm the most nerd.
You're the most.
Yeah. There's some similarities you and me have.
Yeah.
In some weird way. We both played soccer. We both did theater.
Uh-huh.
We both did movies.
Uh-huh.
I used to not like drink or anything like that. And then I rebelled. I rebelled.
See, I never went through the you great rebelled.
See, I started my rebellion in my 30s. Hit 30 and I was just like,
I think my rebellion was in college.
I've not.
Well,
yeah.
I was just, you know, I was.
Yeah, when did you start to rebel?
It was like, you know, in my sophomore year in college, I was Catholic and I just felt like being Catholic kept me from experiencing life to the full. And
they you on that guilt.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, deep. Mm-hmm. I was deeply affected by it. And, you know, it kept me from enjoying, you know, a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And,
crunch.
And, no, I mean, it really affects you. It affects you in such a way that you don't even realize it. And, you know, you're at a place where you don't want to fully express yourself. You feel like you have to live life a certain way. And I was just like, fuck it. I am going to enjoy it and be who I want and... You know, you go too far left and then you have to recenter yourself again. Mm-hmm. But it did deeply affect. But it was a thing where I was afraid to talk to girls. And, like, our school was basically, like, boys and girls were separated. I was afraid to talk to them. But this, like, Catholic boys school was great because, you know, oh, just come over here and be religious and you don't have to do, like, you know, you don't have to be sexual.
Yeah, you don't have to
deal with it. And so I was like, oh, these people accept me. I don't have to deal with it. And it just kind of kept me in this, like... place of
bubble.
Yeah, in this bubble. And
but then you got out of the bubble and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
And then I was like, I got a riot, you know. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's very weird. It's a very
how
weird
did your you don't have to answer this. How did your parents react to that happening?
Well, my brother was pretty like
your brother took the heat?
Yeah, my brother's the one who took a lot of it. He was crazier.
Okay.
So he
broke that for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because
I was an only child, so I anything that would have happened would have been.
Yeah, I'm an only child too, so like I still have like my mom still like if something on my vlog is to where she like I think even talking about Kratom, she's gonna call me at some point and be like, "Stop! What is this thing you're doing? What are you talking about, F?"
Your mom
like,
listens to this podcast?
Oh yeah, yeah, she pays attention to all my things.
Hi,
Stars Mom!
Shout out to Stars Mom.
I don't know if Stars Mom remembers this. Stars Mom, tell me if you remember this. Star was on the phone one day in the mm-hmm. SourceFed office. She was just walking down the hallway, and then she handed me the phone.
Oh, that's right.
And I talked to you for like what, like maybe a minute
Aww.
Or so, but you were so nice, and I just wanted to say thank you.
She asked about you guys.
Is that she really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm also sure at some point she's gonna ask me to make sure I give her you guys' numbers so that if an emergency happens, she can't contact me.
Aww.
Because she does this. After, like, she'll e-stalk all your profile, whatever.
So oh, no!
Because she does it, but she never comments. She never writes anything. She's very afraid of the internet, too, to do that. But she likes...
It's okay,
Stephanie.
You can look
know.
At my profile.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, she just likes to know, and that's it. And But yeah, when you went to Jamaica and we were uh-huh. talking about the aki fruit, she was just like, don't let him eat the aki fruit because he gonna get sick.
Yeah.
Like, she was like...
She was protected.
It.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so nice.
She watches. She listens.
She's the We Stay Late mother.
Yeah.
The Whistler mother.
The patron saint.
The patron Ooh, saint of We
Catholic.
Stay Late.
Weren't you guys talking about Whistlers? I missed that conversation.
Whistlers?
WSL, the We Stayed Later, the Whistlers.
Is that what we are?
I think we should establish that.
I think that's what the Slacker people are. I just call them the Slackers, though.
The Slackers.
That's how we address the group.
Yeah, Slack babies, the fetuses.
Speaking of, do we have questions from them?
Oh, I'm sure we do. I'll post them up while we're waiting.
We're trying to get through that list of questions.
It's never going to happen.
I
love people trying to get through the Slack. So I realized if you want to go 12 hours of reading the Slack, like actually follow up, I think it's about 40 minutes. It takes about 40 minutes
wow.
to go through it. Yeah.
It's so cool.
We should try to do, like, maybe try to answer, like, two rapid fire and then, like, actually,
boom, boom.
Like in-depth, which we'll always end up elaborating. I'm saying that with the attempt of like, let's try to do it, guys,
and
like
quick.
Take on something.
Well, I'll look through these and find one that we can do rapid fire.
Hopefully, we want to do a lot more cool stuff. Like we got an Xbox.
Yeah, but now we're moving.
We're moving, rooms. But we're gonna have we're gonna do stuff with the Xbox. We got the book club.
Yeah, we have a book club.
We
now,
have a.
Which is
I think
cool.
I finally had time to figure out the streaming thing, so we can watch a movie.
Ooh.
Because the problem is on Netflix, everyone has a different country code.
Oh,
I mean,
everybody has different movies that they can watch
right.
on Netflix.
And then also, I think our key areas are like here, U.S., Canada, U.K., and Australia.
So
it's trying to get everybody on board.
That's not going to work.
I think it's possible.
No,
I think someone's gonna hurt. Someone's gonna sacrifice a bit.
Does it have to be us?
Maybe.
Oh man! So are we gonna end up like watching movies like at 11 p.m. or something to catch everybody?
Okay, I'm trying to think this through.
No, because people on the East Coast would be way asleep by then. We have a lot of New York listeners.
Oh, that's true.
If we start in the morning and then in London is like what 8 hours?
I have no idea.
I think there are like 10 hours.
12 hours, right? Hold on, I'm gonna look up my phone.
Okay.
So here's a question.
Yeah,
for us
that
to
out.
Answer in the meantime. CSD96 says, I'm going to school right now for cognitive science. Awesome. But I know I want to get into some creative field in the future. There's like a video production company pretty close to my house. I have very little film experience, but I want to see what the process is all about. How should I ask about shadowing or volunteering for some people who work there? Should I even contact them? So this is always tough, right? Like when you're in a different industry, like how do you get into...
Yeah, I would not cold call them or just go there. That like
usually doesn't end well
in
today's society.
Yeah, but what I would do is see if the company has a website and see if they have an email contact situation in that regard. You could do a cold email and be like, hi, like I'm interested in this kind of thing. And or like they might have on their site like jobs available and stuff like that. Like hopefully they have like some type of like jobs.
Yeah,
like,
right.
But if not, if they have an email, email them and see if they're interested, and that would I would say that's your safest bet.
I think one of the challenges, right, is getting in, and I think that it takes like they might not give a shit about you or anybody else.
Wait,
you know what I mean? Like they might not like they're not they probably aren't gonna care even if you're interested. Unfortunately,
I'm
but what you can
they also
do
have like zero experience. Like if this is like
that's what I'm
straight
saying.
Up,
so like
you don't have anything under your belt.
Yeah,
at least like
so that's the hard part about that is that it's very likely that they just aren't gonna even if you reach out to them that they're just gonna be like, well, this person doesn't have any experience. Why would we ever bring them on to do anything? But I think what you can do and what you should do, if you have a phone or you have access to even just a regular camera, just start making shit. Because the fastest way to get people to notice what you're doing, to notice you and to get experience is to just do it. And don't wait for a production company to bring you on. Don't wait for somebody to tell you to do it. Don't wait to ask people questions.
And there's tutorials and stuff online. Like,
there's so many resources.
Like, every program you want to learn, there's a YouTube tutorial for it. You could also do lynda.com, L-Y-N-D-A. And
not sponsored, but could be.
But here's
Lynda.
Here's the thing.
Come
you
at
could
us.
Get a free account if you get a public library card.
I think that's only in Los Angeles.
That might be only in LA. So if you're in LA,
but check because it might be where.
But
you
it
are
might
too.
Be other places too, and you might be able to find it some
and
student,
then,
student
then,
discounts. If you're just a student, you could
get
it. Like
there's so
things.
Many YouTube videos that you can watch to learn stuff.
But
like,
this person's in college, right? Or going?
I don't
to
know.
College?
They said they're going to school right now for cognitive science, so I assume they're in college.
So, I mean, I was part of the student TV network
at
college, which is great because it's like there's not high stakes, but you can at least just start understanding the language and just the world, you know? So,
totally.
I, go there and
join
help.
Join a club.
Like, join the video club.
Also,
and get to
and
know.
Honestly, like, video student films, student clubs like that, like, if you are down to be a PA on a student film.
Yeah, get down and dirty.
Oh, my God. Because people are like, wait, you don't mind working for free? And you're like, yeah, I just want to learn shit. They will, like, especially student stuff, they'd be like, yes, please.
Yeah,
the hours are always going to be awkward and long.
Yeah,
but if you're down for that and you're just down to learn.
Ideally, like, they're at least paying for you for some pizza for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's, like, usually, even student films, there's a minimum. Like, please just buy some food.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
food.
And, like, honestly, if I had come to SourceFed and I hadn't done anything, I never would have gotten hired. You know what I mean? Like, it was because I had, it's because I had taught myself and I had learned stuff and I had got, taken jobs elsewhere, and like, I could, they saw that I could be a responsible adult.
I got a job at SourceFed as the office assistant because even though I was freelancing for graphic design, me being like, I can't stay home all day, I went and took free PA jobs just to get me out of the house and like develop that. And that was the my PA portfolio was what I used to apply to SourceFed.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a graphic designer position. They didn't technically need one until I got there. But like, you know what I mean? So you kind of make your own experience so by putting yourself out there.
Build it yourself. So I would say don't reach out to them. I would say unless you run across somebody and you organically meet them, like they probably aren't going to care, unfortunately. So I would make your own path.
And I think really try out the student, like if the college has go. Because like that's like that, that is they're way. Built to support also, students who want that.
Also, I don't know where you live, but anybody else.
Tell us your address specifically and when you're not there, please.
But you could also look on Meetup, which is a really cool thing for just film groups and people who are making shit. Because it's a bunch of people who like just look up film or TV or writing or whatever you're interested in creatively. And try and find a meetup group, even if there's only like 6 or 7 people who are in it, who meet like once a month. At least you're meeting people who are doing shit, and you're all influencing each other, and like, you know, that there's some really cool people within these kinds of communities that, you know, will get you opportunities. So.
I know LA has because Keza used to go to them all the time. Like it was like a editor meetup,
the mix ups and stuff. Mixer
thing. I never thought about that.
Yeah, she would go, and it would be like these like presentations from people who were kind of making plugins for Final Cut or like whatever or After Effects and stuff. And she would go. I think sometimes you have to pay because it was like a legit, like, you're meeting the people who industry build the people. Programs.
Yeah, usually it's cheap, though. Usually it's, like, $5 or $10.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and, bad. like it was, a way to meet other people that do the same job you do and got a presentation and a tutorial of a new program or something. They're like, oh, I could use this thing. I forget what they're called. That's bad. But when I remember it, when I ask Kezi, hey, what were those meetings you're going to, I will post it in our Slack group.
Yeah, yeah. So go join the Slack.
Yeah.
Have we replaced that link? Something like that.
Huh?
Have we replaced that link?
Oh, oops.
Okay, well, the link will be replaced.
It's so hard. I have to replace it every week.
It's so hard.
It's the one thing, Louis. So,
it's my one job.
It's okay. We'll replace it. And so by the time you hear this, you can go to our Twitter and click on the Slack link, and you can join our Slack. Okay, I have
another question.
Next question. What are you reading if you're reading a book?
I am reading Mr. Mercedes by Stephen King, and oh boy, the man sounds old.
We had this discussion. This is so funny. Yeah.
I think I just, a quick question and then we can move on. Quick answer. I think I'm just going to read some of his older stuff and see how.
You feel like that's going to be, you feel like it's not going to feel as old because it was written during.
Maybe, yeah. I'm just going to give it a go and see what happens. Well, that's it. That's my answer. I'm done.
I am reading Americana.
That's right.
I forget the author's name, which is messed up, but I'm listening to the audiobook version and it's all like, It's just all African people, but there's so many different kinds of African accents. It's the best. It's such a like.
That's pretty cool.
It's like a soothing audio like
experience.
It's so close to the Caribbean accent, but it's not.
Are you listening on Audible?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Audible, hit us up.
Hit us up, Audible. Shout out to Audible.
let me get some of those credits back.
I definitely did use SourceFed
honestly, the reason I haven't unsubscribed to Audible is because I keep forgetting that I have it. And by the time I go, I'm like, oh, I should cancel the subscription. I'm not listening to as many books. I have like 5 credits that I don't want to lose.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, shit, I got to like listen to all these books in time.
I fucking love Audible.
It's great that you're using it.
I listen to so many audiobooks and I fucking love it. It's so great because you can just.
I don't have the time for all these things. I don't know. I'm reading everybody on Slack. Everybody has too much time and hobbies.
I do it in the car on the way to and from work.
Well, how do you tap the podcast? Oh! I got stabbed by the audio.
We got to figure out what
is. I think it's the phone.
My phone's on airplane mode.
It's probably my phone. You know
what? I'm going to put mine on airplane.
Audience member, is your phone on airplane mode?
If your phone's on airplane mode, please don't, because it's your fault.
Please don't, because I bet it's streaming.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So
what are you reading?
I have a couple of things that I just finished reading. I'm rereading Directing Actors. I think Judith Weston is the writer of it. Let me double check.
While Spencer is Googling, we got our book club that's happening now. It's official. We've picked a book.
Yeah.
What's the book?
It is called
Dark Matter.
Yeah, Dark Matter.
Dark Matter is so good. Okay, that's one of the ones I want to talk about.
Yeah,
okay,
so we're going to. So, but hold on. I want to say a shout out. You can't talk about it at all.
I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
I was just going to say.
Both Luis and I pointed at Spencer, like accusing me, like, don't you dare.
Not anything spoiler, just that I read Dark Matter and it was really fucking great. I really liked it. It was a really good. Here's the thing. I didn't look up any reviews. I didn't look up what it was about. I didn't look up anything. I just heard it was good. I knew that he had written. What's the one? The show.
Wayward Pines.
Wayward Pines. He had written the book that Wayward Pines was based on, and I liked Wayward Pines. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a read. I won't read anything about it. And I thought it was great. It was just the kind of book that I would love, though.
Great.
It's exactly the kind of book that I would love.
I'm curious about when I'm going to join the book club and start reading it.
Yes.
In July. As per the schedule that one of the
Sandra.
The listener, yeah, Sandra made this Sandra, beautiful,
shout out
beautiful
to Sandra.
Schedule.
And shout out to Carrot. They're the ones who have been helping organize this whole book thing without anyone.
So cool.
They've been
getting it
organized. It's really awesome. So.
But yeah. I read because I downloaded it via Audible. And I read the Audible reviews, no spoilery things, but they were all hating on it. And I was like, oh no, I wonder if this book is going
to. Dark Matter?
Yeah. But then on Goodreads, I did a quick, and everyone on Goodreads is like, this fucking book blew my mind. It's so it was the two extremes, where it's Goodreads was like, this is the best. Your brain's going to melt. And then on the other side, they were like, this is really trite and whatever. They were it's too. So I'm like, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to go
here's
into
the thing.
This with.
I can kind of give some insight because I've read it.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense to me. Uh-huh. Because it's one of those books that you either are going to love or you're going to hate. And if you hate it, it's totally valid because it's a fucking crazy book. And I understand if it's not your book and you don't like it because it's very specific. But I loved it because it hit all the things I love about books. But
I just like that everybody on Goodreads is just like, yeah, man, you think it's doing this thing, and then your fucking brain melts. So
I love it. Okay, so right now I'm rereading Directing Actors by Judith Weston. It's my fifth or sixth reread on it, and it's so good. So if you're into directing or you want to learn more about directing, go read Judith Weston's book, Directing Actors. It's really, really great.
Do you like telling people what to do?
It has a bunch of, one of the most useful things is the part of the book that talks about quick fixes and how, to not give action oriented or not to make the mistakes that most people who go into directing make as far as directing actors is concerned, how to not give when you just want them to get the thing, and so you're doing a line reading or you're doing you're trying to give them an adjective or some things like that.
I need you to cry louder.
Right, don't
cry. Cry louder.
Right.
Be more scared.
Be more scared. How you should approach those things differently. And that was when I first started reading it.
You mean
in
you
college,
don't say stuff
was,
can you
do it better?
More?
Yeah.
More. Yeah. I need
more emotion.
It needs more pop. It needs more. It needs
you give me a little more. Can you give him? Can
give
you make
a
it a little
more?
My favorite is, can you make it a little more realistic?
I'm sorry.
Really
I didn't do that.
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Realistic.
Really
got it. I'm going to do that now.
But I also just finished reading a couple of books because in my New York travels, I've had the chance to read. Because when I went to New York before, I read a book on the plane and a book on the way home that I can recommend. Ooh, we have some people outside here.
Hello. Guests.
I read Mr. Penumbra's 24-Hour Bookstore, which was really good. Recommended. And then I also read A Darker Shade of Magic, which was really good.
How dark was it?
It was pretty
dark. Two shades darker?
Two or
can
three.
Can you make it a little darker?
Now we're combining.
I'm reading the
Judith
book.
West.
I'm reading this book. It needs to be a little bit darker shades.
A little bit, just that, and then you show them that, and then they're like, no, but not that dark.
Are you pulling out your graphic design clients from Hell Experience?
What do they say to you? Right, I need it to pop more.
I get pop a lot. I need it to pop more. My old job, pre-source fed, pre-freelance, but my favorite was, it needs more cock.
More cock?
Yeah, it needs more cock. And I was like, what? Which, yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, I actually started drawing dicks and putting dicks in it, and they loved it.
Whoa.
They went literally, but they were just, it was just the client was that type of client that was just like, But they meant more like they punch it up. It's like it needs to be more flashy. But yeah, words punch it up, pop, all that stuff, which just means excite me, which doesn't translate unless you know your client. So the better you know your client, the more you're like, oh, okay. And this is when I start asking things like, what do you like? Can you send me an example? Like, that's when I start doing that because I'm like, I don't know what you mean. Tell me what you mean.
Yeah, you get to know them more as a person.
Yeah, but once you get to know, you're like, oh, okay. Like, it's fine. And literally with this particular client, and they're like, it needs more cock. And I'm like, you know what? Here's a dick joke.
And
I was just like, okay, like the first tattoo I ever drew for somebody was for these people, and it was literally a giant veiny dick that went on somebody's arm as a bet.
I forgot if I asked, do you have a tattoo?
I have a tiny little moon tattoo on my wrist.
That's right. That's
it's
what it is.
My only little tattoo that I got a couple years ago.
Do you have any, Louise?
I don't have a tattoo either. And I don't think I ever will.
I won't get one either. The only way I get a tattoo is like if I have a kid and I want to like have their like birthday or something that I know will be permanent, and I get it somewhere that only I would like, not only I would see, but like I get it, you know, below my skin, or not below my skin, below my shirt.
I'm gonna
post this picture
to the Slack, but I'm showing them, and
it is so horrifying that I couldn't even finish my sentence.
The veiniest dick on a whole forearm.
Oh my God, why?
I'm going to make a quick little side comment that maybe we shouldn't talk about. Never mind. I'm not going to talk about
it. Okay, let's not talk about it. Okay, I want to answer one more question. E3 just happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody asked, do you give a fuck about E3? If not, what fictional characters do you want to kiss?
So, first thing, no. Don't care about E3 at all.
The third electronics. What does E3 stand for?
Electronics
Entertainment Expo.
Yeah. So it's three E's.
Electronic Entertainment Expo.
I'm pretty sure. That's what makes sense to me. So that's what I think it is. So yeah, you don't give a fuck about it?
No.
Do you give a fuck about it?
No.
Okay.
But, I mean, now that we have the Xbox, maybe I can start getting into the gaming world.
I care about it, but...
So leave it.
But also, I also care about it because Hannah, my fiance, made orcs for... Warner Brothers for their Shadow of War booth that they had at E3, and she made some fucking awesome orcs that are amazing and beautiful and crazy, and she actually sculpted them and ran them and applied them and painted them and like did the whole process that you have to do based on designs from the game for Warner
Brothers.
That
just sounds like you care about Hannah.
So it's true. So I do care about E3, but mostly just... indirectly because I cared about what she was working on there. But the booth was so fucking cool. It was so cool. They took pictures of it and like the orcs are walking around and stuff. And so that is why I do care about it, because there was something for me to care about there. But also I just like games and I think it's cool.
I mean, I was glad it's the fun. Kingdom Hearts trailer
dropped,
the third one. How many years? I'm still like, here's the thing. Like, I'm so dejected about Kingdom Hearts. I love those games so much that even when they released the trailer, I was pumped.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, Until it's in my hands, I don't believe it, because it's been over
a decade. Yeah, it's been so long.
It's forever.
We had a slacker who's keeping everyone up to date with all the E3 stuff. Anime Night 97.
Wow.
I don't know if you caught it, but he kept reporting. He was our little E3 correspondent.
How cool.
He kept updating the world.
I wasn't on at that point, but that is so cool that
he
did that. That's fucking awesome.
Little shout out.
That's neat.
Okay, so you guys don't give a fuck about E3, so what fictional characters do you want to kiss?
Do I want to kiss?
Yeah, like if you could kiss any fictional character or characters.
Oh man, I might have to answer this later.
I don't want to know why. Because
I can't think of it. That's why. Okay. Yeah.
I'm thinking of, honestly, the first character that popped into mind was Nightwing.
Yeah.
I was just like, that'd be nice.
But Nightwing's cool.
And like, I mean, like my like favorite DC ship is Starfire and Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
So like, and like her name's Star. Well, it's really Corey, but she gets called Star a lot. So yeah. I'm like, that would be great. That would be nice. He's real pretty.
Okay.
Like, but at the same time, he's also a player. He's also a fucking player. He needs to not.
But this is not. Yeah. This is not being in a relationship with. Let's be clear.
This is just kiss.
This is just this if is you just want to kiss.
I don't know. See, then I. But even then, I'd be like, no.
But he might have herpes if he's a. If
Oh my god!
If he's doing that all the time.
I mean, I'm assuming he plays it safe. Mind you, he's kissing aliens. So.
Yeah, so you don't know what he has.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I mean, most of the people in those universes are kissing aliens, let's be honest.
Yeah, otherwise, I mean, fictional I have, like, character. Cartoon crushes all the time, but...
What about growing up? Luis, what about growing up? Who would you have a crush on? Who would you want to kiss? Like, what Disney character growing up were you
there
like?
There was a reality TV show about a basketball, girls basketball team on Disney.
Okay.
That I watched. There was a girl named Shelby. She played basketball. She's not fictional.
Oh, I love it.
And she's from Ohio.
Oh, wait. Are we talking, like, actual characters? Like, this could be, like, people?
Sure, no. Fictional characters.
See, when I think fictional characters, I think of, like...
Doesn't need to be cartoon. Just
I
fictional.
I think cartoons.
Just
fictional. Oh, geez. There's so many more options.
I know.
Oh, no.
I had such a big crush on Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire.
When I was a kid. Yeah. Oh, my God. I had such a big crush on Lizzie
I remember
McGuire.
When that first episode went up. It was after Angry Beavers. It was online. It was nice. It was like, you get a sneak peek of Lizzie McGuire. Here it is. And I was like...
Here's the thing. All the characters I tend to have crushes on is because they're, like, really loyal and in, like, love with their love interest in the show. That there's a part of me that's like, I can't because they like other character. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have a huge crush on Fitz and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. Because
he's just... the best, and he loves Gemma so much. But that's the thing. I'm like, I don't want to get the, like, no, that would mess them up. Like, the best. So I don't.
No ramifications.
I can't, because that's the reason I like him, is because he's so devoted to Gemma.
I still like the Shelby answer. I still think that's fucking hilarious.
I wish I could remember what.
You remember.
You know what? I'd kiss Captain America.
Yeah.
You know what? Any of the Chris's.
I watched Star Trek. I watched Star Trek for the first time on the plane. I watched both of the first one and the second one on the plane home from New York.
Uh-huh.
And anybody in that movie,
fair game. Yeah, beautiful.
Even the aliens, beautiful. All of them.
There's that one scene in Captain America Civil War where Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Where he's holding a helicopter.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
And he's just
that
like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
So
that is
fucking
just.
Cool.
Yeah, that was for me. I think
the producer was like, I need a little more cock. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's what happened. I need that to have a little more cock.
Like, do you guys remember Chris Evans in The Perfect Score?
No.
No. Oh, no. I know that movie.
With the foam or whatever? Is that movie?
It's the movie where they have to steal the answers to the SAT.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
but here's the crazy thing. Is that I'm 99% sure it's Chris Evans. Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson are both in that.
Oh.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
That's neat.
And so they happened to just be in the same movie when they were super young. Let me find it. Perfect Score. Now they're in the same Perfect Score.
You know what, though? I don't think I'd want to kiss Thor, though.
Why not?
Because he's too much. It's too much. I was like, oh, no, that's too much. That's too far. It's like, yeah, no.
I'm going to have my fictional answer by the end of this. I got to think about it.
But, yeah, Chris Evans, Captain America, like, his character is really sweet and nice. I think that would be a nice, gentle kiss. That would be
a peck.
It would be, like, cute. And then and Star-Lord is just dope.
He's just like the right amount
of charm and like cuddle. and Chris Pine, like whichever versions of the Pine, like Kirk
of the Pine.
Yeah, Kirk's great.
Wonder Woman Pine.
So
Steve Trevor. Oh,
wonderful.
Oh, he's great.
When I was watching Star Trek, I realized how good Chris Pine is at looking like he's just been beaten up and is in pain because he always, even when he's just standing there, his face is like a little bit contorted. Yeah. Like he just always looks like he's like, I can't do it because it's a podcast.
Do you think
he actually
hurts himself? Do you think he like pinches?
I don't know. He must because he looks like he's really in pain. And I know it's makeup. Like, because, I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
But, like, it looks real, and he's really good at, like, the, like, expression where he's like, oh! Like, he just got hit, and he's on the ground, and he's, like, rolling to the side, and his mouth opens. He's really good at that. He does it all the fucking time in Star Trek, and it blows my mind. So I'm like, that is
great acting. Did you hear about the thing? Do you think that he's contracted to ride a motorcycle in every movie?
No, that's really?
Well, that's a guess.
He wasn't doing that in,
Because every movie...
He wrote it in Star Trek.
Every movie he's
written, he fucking
rode a motorcycle
in Star Trek.
He didn't ride a motorcycle in that Into the Woods.
Oh, that's true. He didn't. But there were no motorcycles.
But he got to sing, though.
Yeah.
It's one or the other, really.
Guys, I tracked down the Shelby girl that I was looking at.
Oh, my God.
The show
you
was called...
You should reach out to her.
The, oh. The show is called Totally Hoops.
Disney Totally Hoops?
It was in Dayton, Ohio, and the Lady Hoopsters. A nationally
hoopsters.
Acclaimed 14
so
and under.
Dude hoopsters. There's is there the gentleman hoopsters?
I don't know. But Shelby. That's her name.
So funny. Aww. I wanted to be Gordo so bad in Lizzie McGuire. I started hacky sacking because Gordo.
Because of Gordo.
Yeah. And it was so crazy because I was walking across campus one day at Chapman. And I ran into what's her name? Hillary Duff. Uh-huh. She was speaking that day. And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. Yeah. Like, it's just so weird that I ran into her.
I'm still waiting
and, like,
to
after
meet
all
Jonathan
these
Taylor
years,
Thomas. That needs
oh,
to happen.
That'd be so cool.
What's
he doing?
I just want to meet him and, like, literally just give him a handshake and just be look? Like, dude, thanks. Like, you're cool.
Yeah.
Like, I just need to meet you for the sake, like, if time travel is a thing and I could pop back into middle school and go, you moved to L.A. and you meet him. Which is, like, all I wanted in middle school. And so it's just like, oh, that's all I need.
He was on Last Man Standing.
I still remember all his stats because I was obsessed as a middle school hitting puberty girl. Just like, I like this person. I must know all the details.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like
uh-huh.
technically pre-internet. So it's all those like Tiger Beat magazines and stuff. So I knew all like the random trivia.
That's
his
so
birthday
funny.
September 8th. He's a Virgo. He's a vegetarian. He used to have a cat named Simba after the thing. Yeah.
I used to have a cat.
Why do
Simba?
I remember his birthday? I still remember his
That's
fucking
weird.
Birthday.
That's so weird. Yeah, he was in Last Man Standing, which had Tim Allen in it.
Well, yeah, because that was kind of like the Home Improvement reunion.
Yeah, totally. Okay, well, guys, we are at
damn, are we done?
We are all done.
Ah, these go by so fast.
I know.
I miss it.
Can we
already.
Answer one more question?
We can answer one more question.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Peer pressure.
and one more thing.
I just want to do more of these.
If we could do these during the day,
yeah,
I'd be down to do.
Okay, this is a quick one. Anyone have any good music recs?
Jukebox the Ghost.
Jukebox the Ghost. It's a good one.
Jukebox the Ghost.
It's my favorite band.
It's true.
I've never heard of it.
Yes, you have, because I've told you about it.
Oh, you have.
I for sure have told everybody about Jukebox the Ghost.
Wait, what do you listen to, Luis?
I don't know.
Like, if you're listening to music, what are you listening to?
I change. Like, I'll listen to. I mean, I'll listen to, like I've gone from Muse to My Chemical Romance to Drake to...
You're all over the map.
I listen to this, like, I went through phases, you know? Like,
Newest song you just added to your Spotify?
Spotify, that's Gamefly?
Yeah, yeah.
And Spotify mixed together.
I messed up
there. Oh, my God, business idea.
I it's funny. I went back and I listened to... So I listened, you know, from, like, System of Down to rap to whatever to, like... To what on the New York, I was listening to Fiona Apple.
Nice.
Fiona Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I
Fiona
was into
Apple's
Fiona Apple
your,
kick.
Your
at
rack.
This point, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know. It changes. I listen to Mew.
That's fine. It's like currently what's your music rep?
Killers. I love the Killers.
The Killers are good, yeah.
I love that whole album.
I listen to Film Score a lot, which is
yes. That, actually, that's true. I was listening to the Blake.
Nerds.
I listen to I listen to a lot of like there was a time I was listening to all of Hans Zimmer stuff.
Yeah,
like The Rock, Sherlock, just The Dark Knight.
Uh-huh.
And then I started listening to Blake Neely, and Blake Neely does like The Arrow, and he does The Flash.
Listening to the soundtrack while we were prepping the day.
It's Always Sunny.
When we were prepping and breaking down on set in New York, we were listening to the soundtrack to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
And it's great. If you need to set up, if you need to set up or work, listening to It's Always Sunny makes it pep up your spirit.
Yeah.
We listen to the Grand Budapest Hotel soundtrack too. I wish you could think of more.
I know.
I love the Casper music. Have you heard the Casper theme song?
No.
The soundtrack is beautiful.
The Casper the Friendly Ghost?
The movie.
The ghost?
The ghost. Like,
okay.
The guy who composed it, I think he...
Another potential
Zorro,
not
the theme song
Casper
for Zorro
Magic.
Is also
for Zorro
badass.
So fucking cool.
Yeah, that's a good one,
too. Yeah, I feel you on that one.
I love soundtracks, too.
Yeah, I love soundtracks.
I want to say the last two songs I've added to like my master playlist on Spotify is Clap Snap by Icona Pop and Say My Name by Tove Strike.
Nice. I don't listen to music enough to like. I listen to Film Score. I put on Film Score on Pandora when I'm riding. When I'm in the car, I'm either listening to an audiobook or to podcasts. Unfortunately, I wish I listened to more music.
I
just ran out of
time
during the day.
Tame Impala, The Less I Know, The Better. That's a good one, too.
I've had the current habit of whatever song I'm listening to going, can you pole dance to this? Like, that's just like the new.
That's your go-to?
That's the new thing in my brain, just to be like, I wonder what you would do to this. And most of the time, the songs I listen to are way too fast. I'm like, oh, I'm not good enough to dance to this song. But yeah, that's the
mine just
weird
goes, where would I put this in a movie?
That's what my every time. Yeah. I have a list of like things that I listen to.
Oh,
you know?
You guys make music videos for every song you hear? Because I do that in my head.
I make, and then I get depressed because I can't make it.
Well, yeah. See, I go in my head and like make mental storyboards.
I've had albums where I've created a whole movie based on the whole album, and it takes you through. It's like basically called a music feature instead of music video. Like, it's all based of just like going through the track. Like, when I listen to Vampire Weekend, I made a whole movie on that first album of a kid trying to be with his lover, and it just, the music lends itself to a story already. And I reached out to Vampire Weekend to see if I could use it, and they said no. So, there was a time when I didn't listen to them for a long time because I felt very hurt.
Have you guys listened to May before? MAE?
No.
That sounds familiar.
Wait, okay. Maybe.
They have a song that I grew up with it's called The Sun and the Moon. It's on the album The Everglow. And it still to this day, listening to it, it hits me in such a like emotional spot. It's just, it builds so well, and it's super long. Let me find, see how long it is.
You know what song I can't listen to all the time is that Hallelujah song.
Oop.
That Hallelujah song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot. You can't.
Is it too emotional?
I can't listen to that too much.
Yeah,
then
it definitely hits you.
For me, with certain songs, like if I don't make like a weird little cartoon in my head for it, I associate it with other things that are already out there. So honestly, every Linkin Park song is a Harry Potter song to me.
Whoa!
I used to go ahead. Listen to Linkin Park and just imagine angsty ass teenage Harry Potter.
That's so cool.
Singing songs.
They should do a Harry Potter, a new Harry Potter musical, but with all Linkin Park.
Think
songs.
About it. Crawling in My Skin. Think about that. It fits.
So good.
It fits.
I'm gonna listen to that on my car ride home. I'm gonna listen to that album.
So I did a, just to piggyback off that, I think I told you guys, I'm not sure, but I did a musical in high school. We had to make musicals based off of like fairy tales, and so we got Aladdin, the like actual story of Aladdin, the fairy tale Aladdin, and so we actually had to write like a play. We had to redo it as like a 10-minute. Just take the fairy tale and adapt it into whatever you want to make it. Mm-hmm. And so, me and the group that I was with, we decided that we were all musical theater people. We happened to just all, you know, be in the same group and all love that. And so, we took Aladdin, but we, wrote basically like a 30-minute musical, with Queen music.
Oh.
And it was so fucking cool. It was so, it fits so well that it was scary. Like there are pieces that like when he only had his dad is dead, I think, and his mom, he has to leave his mom, and then so he sings like the mom, so he has that whole thing where he gets taken away from her and gets thrown into prison, and then when he's stuck down in the the Cave of Wonders, he sings I Want to Break Free. And then the genie's name is Galileo.
Yeah.
And so that comes into play later, obviously, with the second half.
Do you still of have
Bohemian
have
Rhapsody.
Any of this like all together?
I don't have it recorded, but I have all the songs like that worked. It'd be awesome to redo it because like it works well. And then the princess Jasmine has to find somebody to love.
Oh.
So there's that whole thing.
Do you have a bicycle song in there?
We don't. Aww. But there were like some obscure ones.
If you were able to fit that, I'd be like, son of a bitch.
No. There were some obscure Queen songs that fit really well too, just in places. And like, and then during the climax, he's being held because he pretended to be a prince or whatever. And it breaks into the second half of Bohemian Rhapsody where like, do you have any last words? And he's like, I'm just a poor boy. Nobody loves me.
Yeah.
And then... and then, like, the crowd is shouting, like, spare him his life from this monstrosity, you know?
Easy
and so,
come,
yeah.
Easy come.
Will you
I wish
let
I
me
could
go?
Sing.
And it's, And then the guard's like, Bismillah, no, you know, and then they steal the lamp and throw it to him, and he rubs it, and they're Galileo, Galileo, and Galileo's like rising. Yeah, rising on stage and stuff. And so anyway, it worked really well. And then they have the whole sword fight during the like, so you think you can stone me and spit in my sword fighting during that. Yeah, it's so fucking cool. So anyway,
that was so fun when they did that for the Source Fed.
That's right.
I loved it. Anytime that song comes out in a party, it's a good time.
And so that's like one of my favorite songs just in general in life. And so to be able to put it in Aladdin, which is also one of my favorite things, was a dream come true. So anyway, I want to rebuild that because that would be a really fun like.
We can do it in the studio.
Yeah, we'll do it in the studio. We'll get some singers.
I can't sing.
I can't sing.
I can barely sing.
I have you can. I can.
You just sang a little bit. You have some control
of
your voice.
During high school and college, I did musical theater. But I got to play.
You could sing.
Yeah. But I'm not super trained. I'm just I can do it enough to get by. You know what I mean?
I can't even get by.
I can't.
Our school didn't have musicals because none of us could sing.
Really?
I can't do
karaoke. Yeah, I did Guys and Dolls. I did Seussical. I did The Fantastics, which I actually saw in New York when I was there. And it's so fucking weird seeing it now all these years later because we did it in high school. And now you actually go and watch it.
I just started getting into musicals like 3 years ago.
There's some really good ones. Oh, recommendation. Anybody want a musical that doesn't feel like a musical, that feels like a real story and is like emotionally gripping and will make you cry because it makes me cry? The Last 5 Years. Don't listen to the album, the Anna Kendrick and whatever the fuck his name is. The movie's fine. It's fine.
Is that the movie with like the timelines are like reversed?
Yeah, so the guy's moving forward and she's moving backwards.
Oh no, they're gonna pass each other.
And they meet in the middle of their relationship.
It's like a dual timeline. So you're seeing the story from his perspective as it's
going
like the
forward.
Beginning of the relationship to the end, and then she's going backwards from the end of the relationship to the beginning.
And they meet in the middle. There's a song in the middle where they sing it together.
We met.
So you see like the beginning and end from both of their perspectives. Right.
But seriously, go fucking listen to Last 5 Years, all the way through, beginning to end.
Does it sound like a musical?
It doesn't. The music is very modern. It does not sound like a musical, like hardly at all. But go listen to. Don't listen to the first off-Broadway recording, and also don't listen to the movie recording. Right. Listen to the
I
one.
I want you to enjoy this, so you have to listen to this
exactly.
specific
There's
one.
A specific one that's really good. It's Neo. I can't remember his name. Leo Norbert. No, I don't know, something like that. The guy who's in it. But he's amazing, and it's the album where there's a woman standing there's like a brick wall behind her and she's standing with her hand up. But yeah, it's the middle one. It's the most recent like off Broadway one. Mm-hmm. But go listen to that one. Don't listen to the movie one. Don't listen to the other one. Listen to that one. Listen to it all the way through and then tell me you didn't cry because it's fucking heartbreaking and amazing and beautiful. And the music is just unreal.
I was just recommended to listen to the Groundhog Day, the musical.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that on my drive home tonight. Listen to that. I was told it was really good, and so I want to listen to it. But I wanted to actually spend time and like focus on it. And when I can
listen
do that
it all the way through
in my drive.
When you get done with that, if you like it, there's a podcast that I don't know the name of it. Basically, it's about like how people write jokes. And they have a bunch of people, they have a bunch of comedians on, and they explain like how they wrote their joke, what process they went through. And they actually just had on the writer of Groundhog Day, the writer of the music for Groundhog Day. And he talks about how he wrote one of the songs for it.
Neat.
So you should go listen to that. Let me look up and see what the podcast is called. But yeah, it's really great. It's good for like a lot of stuff. It's called...
I'm not good at writing jokes because I don't consider myself like a comedian.
It's called Good One.
A funny... esque person. I know occasionally I say a funny thing, but I don't consider myself a funny
Me
person.
Neither.
I'm really bad at sarcasm. I don't pick it up right away.
Yeah.
That's just
Isn't it weird when you get stuck and someone says a sarcastic thing and you're like, oh.
I just expect
like, I'm joking.
Yeah.
And how do you respond? Like, oh, okay. Like,
I
you
just
get caught.
I generally expect everyone to be honest. So I don't realize that it's a thing. But I've also realized, I think it's the more sarcastic people are American people. Like, if you have, like, family that's not originally from the U.S., they don't teach you sarcasm as much because they're adjusting to here.
Yeah.
And so if there is sarcasm in their culture, it's different kind. It's not American sarcasm. So you don't learn American sarcasm. So you just take everything genuine, and it's just like,
yeah. That can get confusing.
My best friend Kelly back home, she gets real frustrated because, like, all our friends, like, we're all like not like first like
sarcastic
people. Because our parents are all from different countries, and so she'll just say things that are sarcastic. And we're like, oh, okay, cool. And she's like, no,
I was being sarcastic.
I was joking. But I'll eventually pick it up, like. Two beats later, like,
yeah. Oh, you're joking.
And then
yeah.
I kill the joke by going like or answering whatever the question was, like, genuinely. And
right.
It's just like, oh, I didn't.
That's not.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kill your
it's
joke
either
by
rhetorical
being, like,
or sarcastic. Yeah. That's so funny. Okay. So the podcast is called Good One. And the latest one is Tim Minchin's Stuck for the musical Groundhog Day. So go check that out if you listen to Groundhog Day. But yeah, we're at an hour 20 now, so we should probably.
You know,
run.
These are going to end up being like 2 hour long.
I know,
at some
God
point,
damn it.
Because that would happen to every podcast.
I know. Well, we'll say goodbye for now, and we'll see what happens next time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right.
Well, you can find me. Yee! You can find me everywhere at Spencer Stark, SpencerStarke.
I am on Twitter as StarlineX and on Instagram as Starline.
Yay.
You can see me marking my territory at Now This on my Instagram at LUWI12 with the smooth anthem music.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to.
You had to. You had no choice.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, little fetuses.